Hello and welcome to Coffee Chat with Dream Life Creators, a podcast where we inspire, motivate, encourage, but also give you practical tips to live your dream life here and now. I am Alinka Tercic, your host, and today I am so excited to chat with Leni Soikerboek. I hope that I pronounced that right. Hi, Leni. It's so great to have you here with me.
Thank you for having me.
And our topic today is how to break through the negative emotions and limiting beliefs, specifically for women, because that's what you do. And how did you become, you call yourself transformologist, and how did you become one? What, I know that you have, you know, some fascinating story of your life, obviously, and can you share with us?
Sure. Okay. So I am a woman's transformologist, and I'm explicitly saying this really slowly because
it's a hard word.
What a woman's transformologist really is. It's not something that I made up. It's something that it's actually a real job title, and I am certified to work with a specific method that is gender specific, called Creatrix. So that's the method that I work with. It's designed by women for women. And when you are allowed to work with that method, you may call yourself a woman's transformologist. So that's where the job title comes from.
Yeah, and I mean, it is self-explanatory that you transform lives, obviously. But can you tell me why is it different, you know, that you so much focus on just women? Are we so different than men, or is it just the field that you choose?
No, it's absolutely, there's an absolute difference between what women and men need to get their personal breakthroughs. Because I've been a therapist for more than 20 years. I've been helping women with depressions, traumas, severe stress even. And I've been working with many methods. And with some methods, I really created great results for my clients. But, you know, for some reason, there was always a certain fallback after a few months or after a year. So I never really got to the root of the issues. So when I started to work with Creatrix, I discovered that Creatrix existed. I found that this was the missing piece for women's psychology. Now, I'm not a psychologist, I'm not a psychiatrist, so I won't state any diagnosis whatsoever, but I can definitely see the difference in methods. And this method is specifically for how the female brain works. And usually people start to laugh when I say that because they're like, what do you mean the female brain works? I mean, is it really that different? Yes, it is. And, you know, men usually don't carry our female hormones, right? And so right. Women, So the most methods, the reason why the breakthroughs for women are not 100% right for women is because the methods they're using are developed by men. So for how the male brain works, actually. And the methods will be successful until one point. But then, you know, when you really want to go in depth, I fully believe you need a method that really works for women. Yeah.
Also, you know, I really understand that we behave differently, or we you know, have different feelings or different views of the world, let's say. But I never really thought about, you know, some methods not working or working differently for men and women. And I really find it fascinating, because do you think that we women have more issues than men?
Well, if I have to believe my husband, yes.
Because the way he's okay, no, that's what men tell. What do you think?
Well, the way he explains it to me, he has only one way of thinking, and that's just straightforward.
Okay, yeah.
Unless we women we might go straight forward to begin with, but then, you know, we go to the left, we go to the right, we go straight forward, we go backwards. So that's a total difference. And he just cannot understand what we women are going through. And even though, you know, he tells me many times, you know what, I have no idea what you're going through, but I still love you anyway.
So that's the only thing that matters, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you said that you're in this field for over 20 years, and I know that you've dealt with a lot of issues in your life. And how did you overcome all your struggles and all your downfalls or, you know, experiences that you have in your own life that brought you to help others?
Yes, my passion and my mission to help other women, you know, it's not something that I just decided to do. It has a reason. And one of the reasons is that I grew up in a large family. I have three brothers and three sisters. I was the youngest, and I had a father who was very violent, very aggressive. He used to verbally and physically beat us on a daily basis. And some brothers and sisters wouldn't get beaten up. But the point is, I grew up with a lot of violence in my life. So I was terrified every single day because I had no idea if the man would explode or not, right? And he would just get angry and really raged for no reason. And my mother was really, she was a real sweet woman, but she didn't know how to stand up for herself and for her children. So I also grew up with the experience of sexual abuse from the age of 5 until the age of 12. So you can imagine that's, these are situations you might feel, you know, that I'm even alive is like a miracle, because there have been many moments in my life that I have been thinking, oh, you know what, this life is not for me, I quit. And I actually have attempted to commit suicide a few times in my life, and I want to be honest about that, because there is a huge taboo on wanting to commit suicide, and I really want to break through that. That's why I'm sharing my story. So how did I overcome it? Well, you know what, I believe things happen for a reason, and I can say that now. At that time, I didn't believe that, I didn't understand, of course. But what I understand now is that things are being passed on from generation through generation. That's where Creatrix comes in, because Creatrix really helps to break through those intergenerational cycles. Now, I have been going to psychologists, psychiatrists. They suggested I would take antidepressants, which I really didn't want to. But I did a lot of healing therapy. So I went to professionals and I did a lot of training myself. And the thing is, every time when I got beaten down, I always found a way, I always found a reason to get up again. And I think that's the thing that really kept me going, because underneath all the layers of anger and fear and traumas, I just couldn't believe that this was my life. I really believed there was something better out there waiting for me. So that intrinsic belief was the thing that actually kept me going. And for some reason, I was always meeting the right people at the right moment. And these people were actually my life angels. A lot of them I don't see anymore, but a lot of them have become really close friends. And if it weren't for these people, I don't think I would have been here today. And another sidekick is that I have received a lot of hatred from my brothers and sisters. There is only one sister left that I have a really close contact with. And after overcoming all this jealousy and all that hatred, I'm now at a point in my life that I'm really feeling happy and really good. And I'm ready to give from my full raw essence now.
Thank you so much for sharing. And I must say, I can't even imagine what you must have going through and how it is like, because I pretty much have, you know, let's say normal, ordinary childhood. And but I admire you that you found that strength and that belief inside you, because a lot of people that are abused verbally or otherwise, or you know, they often feel they are not worthy, they are, you know, feeling they are kind of going deeper into, even with their own thoughts, when someone beats them or hate them, you know, they create their own world that's even worse, and they, you know, and you found a way to rise from that. And you know, I really admire you, and thank you for sharing this.
Thank you. I have been abusing people as well. I must be honest about that. But that was many years ago when, you know, when I was still filled with that rage and I wasn't able to deal with it. I started to abuse people within my own relationships and really neglected a lot of relationships in friends and families. So yeah, I did my portion until I got to a point that I really felt I don't want to be this person. I don't want to be the abuser. And that's when my eyes started to open. And I believe that the pathway to healing is so personal. People often ask me, yeah, is Creatrix something for me? I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, it's so personal. You are the only one who can answer that.
Yeah, I agree. We have to find. And I find that, you know, there is so much help nowadays around the world, so much methods and different ways, and you know what we really need to do is just find it, you know, ask for help. And this can be, you know, so hard sometimes, just asking for help and, you know, knowing that someone is out there that can help you instead of just staying where you are feeling sorry for yourself. And and I know that you also have some very positive stories, right?
Absolutely, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, okay. So I was a single mother, really struggling with money. I had like 80,000 euros of debts, but I still had that deep belief, you know, there must be a better life out there. And at some point in my life, I was really longing for that soulmate, that romantic partner. And I realized that I had a wish to get married, and I had, you know, denied that wish. And I love Disney. I've been a fan of Disney for a long time. I believe in fairy tales. But at that moment, I had stopped believing in miracles. Then one friend of mine, who is a teacher in the art of feminine presence technique, which helps you ignite your feminine essence, she invited me to do some training with her, and boy, that ignited my feminine essence a lot. And with that energy, I started to attract my husband, because within 4 weeks after that training, I met him.
Oh, cool.
It was amazing, because I had written down everything that I wished for in a husband. I was really looking for a husband. And, you know, I even put pictures with it. And yeah.
Oh, so cool.
And then I met him. And then weeks after our first date, I found my old pieces of paper. And it was exactly as I had described him. And he was just there. Now, this is a man who has been treating me like a queen from day one, and he still does it.
Awesome. And,
yes, and he has adopted my son, which I'm very proud of, and he has been supporting me in setting up my business. In fact, he actually makes my PowerPoint slides.
So it's so cool to fight, because we all have these ups and downs and negative stories and positive stories. And I, like you, I believe in law of attraction or whatever you call it, you know, but we have to know what we want. And so often we are, okay, one day I want this and another day I want that. And we are all confused. And, you know, you really proved that, you know, knowing what you want will bring you, you know, what you want. So
yes,
tell me more about what you do right now. What is this program and how, you know, how it works? What makes it so unique?
Okay. So what I do is I work one-on-one with women worldwide. I have clients in Europe. I have clients here in Asia. I mean, I started my business a year ago. I mean, I have been working for more than 20 years, but I had to take a break for a year when I moved to Singapore because I felt a little bit lost. Then after a year, after my relocation, I decided to pick up my business again as a coach. Then I went to Australia to get certified for this particular method. And I expected that, you know, I would have clients maybe a year after. But, you know, as soon as I started talking and promoting the business, I got clients in so fast that everything was going too fast, actually. But now I'm working with women online, like via Zoom. And I just help them clear their deepest fears, their deepest emotions, their traumas. There are so many women out there who need it. And I specifically work with women entrepreneurs who have some business blocks, but also with expat women around the world, but specifically here in Singapore. One of the biggest issues here for expat women is as soon as they enter Singapore or any other real country, you know, they're usually here to support their spouse's career, right? Mm-hmm. And everything seems so great. Singapore is the most perfect country to be an expat in. It's clean, there's no crime, not that we see. Yeah. It's amazing here. But most women are financially dependent of their husbands. So that means there's like, they have the power to do anything they want. And the problem most of my expat clients have is that their husbands or their spouse start to cheat on them. Now, that's something nobody wants to talk about. And it's a big taboo here. But the women are left empty-handed because they have no money of their own. They have no job. They have kids, usually. They can't leave the country. They're emotionally a wreck. And I heard some cases from spouses bringing in their new love already.
Oh, wow. And
sadly, most of the women that I've been helping, the husbands have been cheating with the domestic helpers or women from the Philippines or Thailand, you know. And it's not that I want to discriminate or put these women in a bad light, but yeah, it's reality.
It happens. Yeah, of course.
So then the woman is traumatized for that moment, and she needs her head to think clearly. So actually I just talked to a lawyer here in Singapore today, and I'm going to speak to a few more lawyers to see how we can, you know, unite our forces and help these women. Because I don't know anything about the Singapore law, and I don't know anything about their rights and their duties.
Right.
All I know is how to get these women back on their feet mentally and emotionally fast. Because what I do, the method that I use, it gives you the breakthrough within 1 to 3 sessions. Usually when you're going to a psychologist, you have to talk and talk for hours about your traumas and issues. But what it does, to my opinion, and from what I've been experiencing, is that it locks into your system, and it's like a mantra. Your old mantra keeps rewinding, right? But with Creatrix, there's no room whatsoever for my personal opinion as a professional. No, I execute the process. The woman gets an emotional Botox, a full reset. She will not recognize what her fear was. So let's say, for example, you are really having a big fear on this glass. After my session with you, you will be able to hold the glass. You will be able to touch it. You'll be able to look at it. Yeah, so that's what I do. And I give events and workshops here in Singapore. And I'm also busy with events in the Netherlands. So I'll be going back to the Netherlands to do more workshops and events there.
Oh, awesome. Oh, cool. Then we will be in my part of the world. Yeah. But how did you manage to get visible and get this business going in Singapore as an expat yourself?
Yeah, good question. Because actually nobody knew me.
Obviously. And,
Yes, and it's, you know, I'm from Holland, and Dutch people are known to be very direct and can be, you know, be perceived as rude, actually. And in Asia, the way they do business is completely different.
Yeah.
But the thing is, on social media, I have a huge network in the Netherlands still, and now I was building my network here in Singapore. So what I did is, as soon as I got licensed with Creatrix, I went to network meetings and I found a solid business group for women, mm-hmm. The business group Asia here, and I attended their workshops to start up my business. I attended seminars. I just did a lot of networking, and I used social media to get in clients as well. But you know what? The thing is that when you start up your business, you are everything in one person.
Yeah.
So you are your sales manager. You are everything. Oh. And I'm at a point actually that I'm not liking it anymore. I just want to do the thing that I'm trained for, and everything else around, I don't want to do it anymore. But, I must say I'm very grateful that now I'm having clients, and I hired a business coach from the UK. He is an international trainer and a speaker. I hired him for 6 months. We were able to increase the revenue thanks to his help. He trained me how to do public speaking because that's what I love. He trained me to think like an entrepreneur instead of an employee. And of course, I used Creatrix a lot. You know, the wonderful thing is with Creatrix, if you become a facilitator, you can ask a colleague to perform Creatrix on you if you have a block. So I swapped a lot of Creatrix sessions with my colleagues. So that's how I maintained myself. So that's how I created visibility here
Yeah, and you know, it's, I think that we all start as you know, everything in our business, but I believe that you have to, you know, do it everything in a way that you learn how to do it, and you're able to delegate it, because if you have not done it yourself, you know, you have no idea what it takes. Yeah. Or you know, everything. So you mentioned that Creatrix, you work on each other. You can, this is something you cannot work for yourself.
No.
Oh, okay. But from your story and from everything that you do and how you help women, what would be your advice? How women can empower themselves, how they can find that strength within, and, you know, look for help, or, you know, go for something more and get out maybe from the abusive relationships, how they can get into better position.
Yes. So isolation is a huge problem. And if you're in a situation that you really need help, but you're just so scared to ask for it, or you're ashamed, because usually it's shame and guilt. Yeah. That is what, and fear that's stopping women to actually reach out and ask for help. And, you know, as women are, we like to blame ourselves in a way, because we sacrifice ourselves, right? So my biggest tip would be, get yourself out of that isolation and find at least one person that you can trust, that you will know whose objective, that, you know, maybe that person cannot solve your problem. For example, when I was in debt as a single mom, I was so ashamed, and I asked a friend to come over who didn't have any emotions attached on the money or on the papers that I was getting in. Mm-hmm. And she helped me sort it out, everything. And that's step number one. Then the second step would be to really invest. And unfortunately, a lot of women don't. Because they're not ready, they're really scared, they don't know what to expect. And what I usually hear is, yes, but my kids first, my husband first. If you as a woman don't invest in your own well-being, you're not going to serve anyone else.
Yeah.
And it's just fear. It's just fear. We need to understand, it's just fear that's blocking them, whatever fear that is. And no matter how much they think they are right, and they have the right to be scared, the thing that I ask my future clients is always, a year from now, if you're still in this situation, what will your life be like? And, you know, for most women, it's just not an option. But then the step to really ask for help is just such a huge step. And so start small. Ask a person that you really trust. If you feel like you cannot trust any other person, go to a network, a group, a community, right? Anything that gets you out of the isolation. And the second thing is be resourceful. When women tell me they don't have the money to invest in themselves, whether it's through my program or any other program, I always tell them, you know what, women are so resourceful. If women have something in their head that they want so badly,
they will get it.
They will get it, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So as my time as a single mom, I have always been resourceful. I had no money, really no money. One thing that I want to share quickly is that I had done something as a single mother I'm not proud of, but I had to do it, in my opinion. I left my son all by himself in the middle of the night to perform as an artist, because I'm also an artist, to get in money so I could buy us food the next day. Is it something that I'm proud of? No. And would I do it again? Yes. If I would have to, I would do it again. And I'm fortunate that my son was always sleeping. He was always safe and sound. But he was 1 year, 1 year and a half when I did that. So I was resourceful. I'm not saying you have to leave your child all by yourself.
Of course. But there are ways. I agree with you. There are ways.
And all you have to do is to be open to receive. So these are my two biggest tips.
No, and I agree with you completely, because we are so, like you said before, you know, we are so attached to the family or to our kids, and that we forget about ourselves, or we don't do what needs to be done. And we think, okay, if I leave my kids, I know for myself, you know, when my kids were like 10, 11, I was like, okay, I don't want to leave them, you know, to do something for myself. I will do it later when they grow up. And, you know, it happens, yes, but you always have some sort of a help available. And sometimes it's easier to talk to a stranger.
Yeah.
Than to someone you know, and who, you know, you think they will judge you or whatever. But there is so much help out there, and I know that your services are definitely one of the options.
If you're looking for a professional, from my experience in all these 20 years, you know what, find a professional who will not advise you from his or her own reference, because that will always be his or her learnings and lessons that person is giving to you. But I really believe you have wisdom of your own that's so huge and so great and so present. All we need to do is to take it out and show it to you. So find a person who is not judging you or not telling you, do this. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but then again, you have to believe in yourself and that you have, you know, judgment, because I feel that oftentimes when we are in a situations like this, we seek for, let's say, professionals to tell us what to do instead of asking ourselves what is right for us. You know, we believe that someone else will, let's say, save us or, you know, yeah. Give us something that we don't give ourselves. So it is, I know that it is difficult to choose what you want or where you go for help or whatever, but you have to try. There is, you know, no other option.
Yeah, well, there are options. I mean, you can stay exactly the way you are. That's an option, but
that's an awful option.
Yeah, to me it is.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much. Before we end, where can people find you? Where can, you know, where can they learn more what you do and get in touch with you?
Sure, yes. Okay, so my website is www.myfullessence.com. My full essence is because you'll be stripped of everything that's blocking you, and I will bring you back to your raw essence. And if you go to Facebook and find Mindful Essence in Singapore, you'll probably, yeah, find me there as well. And Instagram, of course.
Okay, cool, cool. And you also have a freebie for our listeners?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, I know there's at least one woman out there who is now listening to what I'm saying and who might be thinking, I need help. And you're afraid. I know you are. I'm giving away a free blockage identifier call, which is worth $97. And that will be a call of 1 hour and a half where I will go into your deep into your blocks and see what the root is of your blocks and then discuss with you how I can help you. You do not have to work with me if you don't want to. I can refer you to other colleagues, and I do that with love because I know they're as good as I am. But if you are out there,
sorry,
you know what, I really need help, just feel free to reach out. And that's my freebie for today.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And thank you for sharing your story and your wisdom and everything that you do.
Thank you so much for having me. I mean,
it was a pleasure as always. So I'm Alika Tercic, and this was Coffee Chat with Dream Life Creators. Talk to you soon.